Right about there.
Let me start that over.
Damn it, Dylan.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Uncommon Sense. My name is Billy the Kid, and you have reached the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and learn together. Was that too serious?
That might have been a little too serious.
Coming on a little strong there.
Yeah, well, we got big news today, so.
Yeah, actually we do. Some interesting stuff to talk about.
We got some very interesting stuff. The first part, people might get a little bored, or I don't know, but I guarantee that the end of the show is going to be very enlightening, and might make a few people upset.
And kind of a highlight on something that we've talked about before.
Right.
Should we tell them what that something is?
Tell them what we've talked about before.
Overpopulation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the lack thereof. Okay, and if there's any echoes or anything, you guys just let us know. I know last time it ended up being a little echoey, so we
messed with the settings,
and yeah. I think I fixed it.
Yeah.
I think
they're fixed now. I hope they're fixed now. Alrighty. So, first topic that we're going to talk about today is...
the spiritual war.
Yeah. It's an important message for truthers out there that... might be on the fence, might not quite sure or understand what they're fighting for or what they're believing in.
So yeah, maybe this it's a subject we've kind of touched on before, but we're going to go a little more in depth. Feelings and thoughts about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we brought up, Yolanda Melody's video here.
Yeah.
Because this kind of inspired the idea for today, so we want to give her some credit to...
Yeah.
You know, because she asked some interesting questions and made some pretty good points that we want to bring up, so...
Exactly. That, and if you get a chance, visit her page.
Absolutely. She's got a lot of interesting stuff, and she hasn't always been, this type of YouTuber. She's done,
We're not sponsored by, we're not affiliated with, we're not friends with, I've never met her, never talked to her.
Never even, I think I might have put one comment on one thing. I don't think so. I just found her recently.
Right.
It was really graceful. If you guys haven't checked her channel out, you should check that one out.
Check that out as well.
But Yolanda did a reaction, or a review, I should say.
A review.
Really Graceful's book. Mm-hmm. That came out. So that's how I ended up finding her, was because actually Grace mentioned her in one of her posts.
Okay.
And I was like, I'll go check that out.
Right.
So, anyways, moving on. Let me get to the right page over here.
All right, let's watch a little bit of this and see what you guys think.
Yeah. We're seeking the truth. For every person out there that sees the lies and the deception, for everyone who is awake and has their eyes wide open.
I
feel so inspired
B-roll.
Today to share with you what I believe.
Her B-roll is very repetitive.
Yeah, very, very repetitive. Very repetitive. And I think I've seen the same scenes
like 12 times in one
right.
video.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she does good.
That's why I say people might get a little bored
about
with it,
the message.
Right?
Yeah.
Just listen to the message. That's the important thing.
In fact, when I put her videos on, I'm like cleaning or something, you know.
Right.
I put some videos on the other day when I was cleaning in the yard.
All right, let's go back to this.
It's a really important message, and I hope that you stay watching till the end because this message is going to be so inspiring. There are so many people out there that are trying to spread the truth, and this is amazing. But for some people, this information can be so overwhelming that we lose sight of the light at the end of the tunnel. And in this video, I'm going to show you that light. Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, my name is Yolanda Melody. Throughout my life, I have been aware that the entire system that we live in is completely corrupt. And before 2020, I felt like some...
Pause. Not only corrupt,
yeah,
but it's manipulated. It's
controlled.
Like, literally everything in it is planned.
Yeah, yeah.
To someone's advantage.
Right.
And company. Someone and company.
Something was stopping me from spreading the truth and the things that I know. But when everything really started to turn upside down 3 years ago, I felt this fire within me to start speaking up. And so did so many other people. And
which is why we started broadcasting in 2021.
Right.
Because, like, we had to get it out somehow.
Yeah, we had to get that. All this information, all the facts, and that's why we...
Well, and the overwhelming research that I came across in 2020 was like,
oh yeah,
I had to talk about at least some of it because
that we had to get it
scary
out.
Scary rabbit
holes. We had to have a positive outlet.
Yeah,
and we had to share this information.
Exactly,
and that's why we started this channel and this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we just want people out there to know the truth.
It's crazy. We've been doing this for like 2 years now.
Right.
Crazy.
Very crazy.
It's kind of weird to think about.
Throughout my journey of building a community of like-minded people and souls who see the truth, I have witnessed so much pessimism within the community and a sense of loss of hope. And
she's talking about truthers right now.
Right, right.
How, and I've seen this so much too, like the lack of hope, lack of trust in one another, not just trust, but like, the faith that there's more of us that can do the right thing, the more
right.
of us that are awakened.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today as we go, is that there's more of us than we think there is.
Yeah.
And we have to stop looking at everybody like they're the enemy.
Right.
And even those who are the enemy, we need to stop thinking of them as the enemy.
Right.
Because they are our fellow countrymen.
Yeah.
You know,
we need to stop thinking of ourselves as Republican or Democrat, left or right.
The party.
The party. We need to start thinking of ourselves as Americans. And that's where they've driven a divide with between
yes.
us.
Are we of this land?
Right.
Are we born of this land or naturalized to this land?
Yeah. Well,
do
you know,
love this
I've
land
talked to
and what it stands for.
I've talked to some Democrats and those on the left, and they've all told me the same thing. They believe in America. They just want a different type of America.
Yeah.
That the Democrats are putting out there.
And
however,
so many of them, we can talk to them. We can find on, you know, on
right.
our ground, we can find common ground.
Right. And that's what we need. And, you know, I think Tim Scott said it best earlier this week. He said, we don't need a red side or a blue side. We need a red, white, and blue side.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I agree
with
that.
And all of us are different colors.
Yeah.
All of us have different thoughts and opinions.
Right.
But somewhere in there, we all have one thing in common.
We're Americans.
Period.
End of story. And we need to stop choosing parties. We need to choose America.
And for once in history, we Americans are looking over at France going, Why do they got the guts and we don't?
Right.
They're over there fighting. Have you seen the protests in France? It's insane.
And we're talking about France.
France. They're like historically called cowards.
Right. But yet they have more cojones.
Cojones?
than said Americans.
Right.
Except for those on...
Their Rocky Mountain oysters are bigger than yours. Come on, right. Dude.
Just saying.
Gross. Rocky Mountain oysters are gross. If you don't know what they are, look them up.
Yeah, don't eat them without mayonnaise.
That's just wrong, man. Okay, moving on with the
moving
truth.
Moving on. With the truth.
Speaking of the truth, yeah.
Yeah, let's go back to Yolanda Melody.
Sorry. I had to bring up Rocky Mountain Oysters, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's
all
my
your
fault.
All your fault.
It's all my fault. That's funny.
This isn't a criticism. Those feelings are completely valid. But what I want to do in this video is to turn that up.
Hold on, let's back up just a little bit here.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Pessimism within the community and a sense of loss of hope. And this isn't a criticism. Those feelings are completely valid. But what I want to do in this video is to turn that around. And I want to take you on a visual journey to try and help everyone see our true power. No matter what preconceptions you may have about religion and spirituality, it has become so obvious that we are experiencing a spiritual war, and this isn't just hypothesis, this isn't just a feeling. The things that I have witnessed and many others have witnessed has proven that it is undeniable that it is a spiritual war.
Now, I want to clarify something. She mentioned spiritual war.
Mm-hmm.
She's not saying religious war.
Exactly.
She's saying spiritual war.
Yes.
And spiritual is more in tune with nature and the universe.
And it has more to do with how we feel in our souls.
Right.
Rather than
right.
what we've been taught
what,
in religion.
Right and wrong and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does our inner conscience tell us?
Yeah.
That's right or wrong.
Right? Yep.
And there's been a lot of talk of spiritual war in the religious realm of things.
Right.
And so much of that, I can't help but listen to it and think false doctrine.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That so much of it is manipulated, once again, to help that divide.
Yeah.
You know? To turn Christians now against other Christians.
Right.
You know? We can't have that.
No.
They're dividing us little by little by little, and now
we
have...
need to be unified. One voice.
And not in their rainbow sense of unifying
no.
things.
No, that's not...
Like, we're talking about, like, what the word actually means.
Right.
Whatever they've manipulated it to mean. We're not unifying with
yeah.
the government, okay?
Well,
the higher-ups and the AM companies.
You know, they keep changing the definition of words.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do a podcast on that alone.
We should. We really
just
should.
Just on...
Send us some words, guys. Put words in the comments and let us know.
That people have changed the definition on.
Mm-hmm.
I say people. I'm not saying left. I'm not saying right. I'm saying people. Because it's on both sides.
The overlords.
The overlords.
The overlords and company.
And company.
But they keep manipulating words and twisting them into meaning things they don't necessarily mean.
Right.
You know, twisting
yeah.
them just to their advantage.
Here's a good example. First one off the top of my head. Recession. Recession. A recession
yeah.
for decades now has been defined by 2 negative growths of GDP.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what a recession is. However, when we hit recession, 2 negative growths of GDP, and the White House was asked about it, they said, oh no, that's not what recession means.
Yeah, I remember that.
They wanted to change the definition.
Mm-hmm. or the way they twist definitions, like
right.
equity and whatnot, yeah. equality.
They wanted equality diversity. At first, and then when we pointed out that, unity. Yeah, we're all equal, we're all living under the same set of laws, same set of rules, same set of moral guidelines,
not so we're all equality, not, you know, bad players
but now
the
they want equity. What equity is they want everyone to be the same.
Yes.
That's what
socialistically
equity is.
Socialistically the same.
Right. That's a socialist, Marxist concept. And it's wrong.
Yeah.
All right, back to the video. Sorry.
Went on a little bit of a tangent there.
And I'm not going to try and convince anyone in this video because I have plenty of other videos on this subject. But the key word here is war.
Yep.
Think about what that word means.
And we've talked
Forget
about
the spiritual part for now. We're just focusing on the word war. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? I suppose you'd envisage two very large groups of people who are in opposition to each other. There will be leaders on each side mentoring and guiding their people as to what the enemy's next attack is going to be. Now, war in of itself isn't butterflies and roses. It's not easy for either party. There are casualties that happen, but in the end, someone has to win. And the reason why I give this analogy right now is because that actually is what we are experiencing right
yep.
now, but
yep.
it doesn't physically look like anything we've seen before. We're not in the trenches, we're not wearing a soldier uniform, we're not in a physical battlefield, but we are in a spiritual battlefield. And in my opinion, this should be the easiest war to win. Because our physical bodies aren't being threatened like the traditional war, all of us people who are awake...
I like the point she made there.
Yeah.
We are not physically
right.
in war.
No, we're not.
So this should be an easy win.
Right.
Why is it not? Hold on, there was something else she said back here that...
soldier uniform, we're not in a physical battlefield, but we are in a spiritual battlefield. And in my opinion, this should be the easiest war to win.
Okay, there was something else she said that triggered something in my brain that I was going to say. I can't remember what it was.
Welcome to live, folks. See, at this point of
recording,
we would cut and go back.
Sometimes I get a little loud and it does echo in here, so... try to keep my voice down. It carries ricochets
off the walls. Yeah. That's what you get when you have rednecks in a shed.
Oh. Okay, well, we'll just
I
get back to
I was gonna beat my sister, but my brother already did.
Again? Which brother? From another mother.
Because our physical bodies aren't being threatened like the traditional war, all of us people who are awake are scattered around everywhere, and the numbers just keep increasing.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. The stuff in France
right.
going on.
Right.
Did you see the videos of the officers?
Yeah.
Going to the side of the people?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When,
I sure did.
When have we ever seen that in any other war? And that goes for not just that example, but as we see people waking up, and she does bring this up in here.
Right.
But as we see people waking up, they're coming over here to our side.
Right.
Not because they fully 100% agree with us, but because they see what's going on.
Yeah.
When have we ever seen that in another war?
Right.
Where masses of people are going from one side
to the other. Right.
So
because they understand
the positives.
They understand what sanity is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it comes down to, folks. Sanity. Whether or not you're in your right mind to make an informed decision based on questions you asked and research you've done.
And the willingness to realize that you don't know everything.
Right.
And when you find information that contradicts what you formerly believed,
mm-hmm.
to take it into at least consideration. Not, I'm not saying jump in that pool and believe everything that
right.
whoever's saying.
Yeah.
But take it into consideration. Is it possible? And then do your own research.
Is it plausible? Is it probable? You know, and these are questions you need to ask. And one of the biggest questions, and this is something we're going to be starting to do every week now, is that we're going to have you question something. Something in the news, something in current affairs that's going on. Question it. Ask why. Ask who. Ask what. Ask how. And ask where.
So, and if you guys have like a specific question that you think would be a good topic, feel free to let us know.
Yeah.
Because we are here to question everything and learn together.
That's right. We don't know everything. I'm not a know-it-all. That's my that's my ex-wife, so.
Your current wife also knows more than you.
Yeah, she keeps saying that she's not all that smart, but yet she proves how much smarter she is than me every single day. Every day. That's why I love her.
Yep. It's that lucky number again, you know?
Yep, that's yep. Right.
Sorry, inside moment. Inside joke.
Inside joke.
This is what's different. We all know that once you wake up, you can't go back to sleep. It doesn't happen. I have never, ever witnessed that happen. Because once you see something...
Dude, like, okay. In some ways, I've been awake for a long, long time.
Right.
Right. But when 2020 hit and certain things floated to the surface, there was so much more.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can't unsee those things.
Right.
You can't unlearn it. You can't,
yeah.
You know, maybe that's why they wanted to put a chip on our brain so they can just erase everything, give yeah. us a virtual reality in here.
Yeah.
Oh, like that movie.
Plugging us in. Oh, yeah. Like The Matrix?
No. Not just The Matrix. Oh. There was that other one that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Where the guy actually had like his little Elon Musk chip and put it in the dude's brain.
Right.
Turned him into a cyborg.
Right, a
little bit. And the cyborg took over his body.
Yeah.
Giving him a virtual reality of being with his wife that was right. dead.
You see, there's been a lot of instances of chips being implanted in brains for those that are critically injured or... in a coma type state, and it produces dreams.
Yeah.
You have the same dream over and over again, whether it's a pleasant dream. And it's something that they pre-program it. Trying to remember the name, Repo Men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Or have you
ever, Forrest Whitaker.
Have you ever seen The 100?
The 100?
The show?
I don't think I have.
It was a book series too, before it was a show. It's pretty eye-opening.
Is it? I'll have to check it out.
Oh, Mount Weather is even in there.
Ooh.
If you guys don't know what the real Mount Weather is, well, look it up. And if you've seen The 100, you're going to be like, whoa.
I back it up just a little bit.
Up, you can't go back to sleep. It doesn't happen. I have never, ever witnessed that happen. Because once you see something, you can't unsee it.
No, you
now,
can't.
What that would look like in a traditional war is people from the opposition suddenly putting their weapons down and walking to the other side. Have you ever known that to happen in history? Where a mass of people suddenly abandon ship and join the opposition? Well, that's what's happening right now. And I think it can be so easy to take this for granted because we're not seeing it in the physical. This is a war on information. And
I mean, that would be like if half of Cornwall's army had turned around and decided we're with the Yanks.
Yeah, we're with the Americans.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you just imagine? Yeah. It's kind of weird when you think about it like that, huh?
Right.
And a lot of it is happening through the media and the internet. We're not actually witnessing the full effects in our day-to-day life. And while we're on this analogy or this metaphor, I want to point out a few other things. So say, for example, you're on the battlefield and we've heard that the opposition has got some kind of secret weapon that they're going to unleash on us and it sounds really scary. We wouldn't just kick our feet up and say, oh, well, we're doomed. There's no point. The people on the other side don't even realise that what they're doing is wrong, and there's no convincing them. There's no hope, really. We should just give up. In no battlefield would that happen. What you'd do is you'd pull all of your people together and say, we're going to fight this. Yes. We're going to win.
Exactly.
You have to have that winning attitude because that's what's going to fire you up. And when you have it in your heart...
So is this the part where we play We Are the Champions?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I would sing it,
everybody at home play We Are the Champions.
I don't sing all that well, and last time I tried to sing, it was in the shower and the water turned off. So that kind of gave me a hint right there not to sing, so.
Yeah. Okay, but I like the point you made.
Yeah.
And I was going to say something, now I can't remember what it was, so we'll just play.
That you are going to win, your chances of winning become 100 times bigger. Because now you have the will of God inside of you.
Now you have the will of God inside of you.
Right. Now,
but it's true.
Yeah, now God could be anything. God could be the spark of life that gives you hope.
Now, there...
Now, it could be a religious statement. Or it could be a spiritual
one.
It
could be like, well, as long as you have faith in something.
Right.
I've actually...
What? Well,
okay, there was somebody that my aunt knew that she actually had faith literally in a rock in her backyard. Okay, that's weird. But what we're talking about is...
That's really weird.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Did she, like, set up an altar or anything like that? Have weekly services? Go on
over there.
Sermon on the rock, you know?
But what we're talking about is... faith in a higher power.
Right.
Okay. Now, some people may take offense to this, and I apologize for my friends and family who might take offense to this, but not all of us are Christians, and not all of us are going to think in the realm of the Christian God.
In a Christian or a religious aspect.
Do they believe in a higher power?
Right.
A good higher power. We're not talking Satanism. Okay?
No.
And atheists are off the table because they don't believe in anything except maybe that rock in the backyard.
Atheists don't believe in anything
except themselves.
They don't
believe
in
a rock in the backyard.
So, yeah.
So, narcissistic.
Yeah. That's beliefs. Very...
They don't even actually believe in, like, even the Big Bang, which is just totally stupid. Unless the Big Bang was, you know, the higher power going...
Right.
Let there be light. Bang. And there was light.
Well, you know, biblically speaking, they say it's in the Bible. It says that a day is but 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is but a day. And then it says also that it took 6 days to create the earth, and the formation.
On the seventh day,
he rested after
God
creating
rested.
Everything. So is that like 7,000 years now?
And just in the first week.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, how long did it take?
Do the math. It's a lot of math. I'm just saying, there's a lot of math.
All right.
Whoops. Wrong button.
And we're still on us, so they can
see
that.
And believe me, that is so...
Believe me, we're not on the wrong or right screen.
All right.
Okay.
So powerful. Now, I do also want to point out that it's incredible.
Sorry, back it up to the power of God.
You're going to win. You have to have that winning attitude because that's what's going to fire you up. And when you have it in your heart that you are going to win, your chances of winning become 100 times bigger. Because now you have the will of God inside of you. And believe me, that is so powerful. Now, I do also want to point out that it's incredibly important when you're at war to know what your enemy is doing and what they're up to.
Right.
If you can figure out their next move, then you're...
That is why I read some of the weirdest literature, you guys. Liberal literature is weird.
It's very weird.
But then there's some stuff that I read on the right side of those things, and I'm just like,
that's weird,
really?
Too. Yeah, that's strange.
Why do they get weird about it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So, use your own judgment, really.
Right.
But there are far extremes on every side of the spectrum. Okay? Because there's more than two sides, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We're talking about like a 12-pointed star at this point.
Well, you know,
Ooh, a dodecagon.
you ever see that one meme where there's a number nine like drawn on the pavement? There's a guy standing at one end. He says, "Hey, it's a nine." There's a guy standing
Yeah,
at the
it's a
other end,
six.
and he says, "No, it's a six." What about the third guy over here saying it's just wavy lines?
Yeah, what about the guy over here who says it looks like an E?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
The other one says it looks like an eyeball.
Right. Winking at you.
Again?
I can't wink, so.
You're all.
I tried to wink once. It put me in a seizure.
Again?
Again.
Okay, moving on.
You're always staying one step ahead and you can prepare for their
Like chess.
next attack. So,
Right.
yes, it is incredibly important that people continue to spread the word to as many people as they physically can.
Let's stop it
Even
right
if
there
those
for a moment.
people aren't listening, if they.
The reason I want to stop it right there is we can play the whole video, and that, you know, that's great for our time and all
Yeah.
like that there, but you guys got the message.
Yeah, I think
And if
we've.
you want to watch the rest of the video, please go over and watch it on her page, you know, her site. Give her the views. Don't just give us the views. Give
Yeah.
her the views. That's where it comes in.
But she did inspire the idea of talking about this today because
Right.
it is so important that we all realize we're all on the same side
Yeah.
and that this war that we're fighting. We have that power to turn it around. We can, in little
Right.
bits, tell people that something's not
Right.
right,
Well,
something's fishy, or,
what
you
if
know,
we.
really listen to people and you'll hear the opportune moments where you can say something
Right.
that agrees with them or points out something else. Well, did you know that,
Yeah.
you know, the Clintons did such and such in Haiti. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah.
Okay, here's an example.
Okay.
When I was at my old job that everybody knows I worked at, everybody that is important knows that I
Right.
worked there.
Right.
Even people that weren't important. But anyway, I was known as the comic book nerd and the conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Okay,
Right.
so. There was plenty of Spider-Man jokes and, well, conspiracy jokes about
Right.
the government and Big Brother and this and that. At one point, I told my boss that I wasn't going to ask for the donation, blah blah blah, because I
Right.
know how that works. You're the person, the customer is purchasing something that the company then donates, so the company
Right.
gets
Credit
the
for
credit, the tax credit for
the
it.
tax credit for the donation. Right.
But who's
Yeah.
actually putting the money forth to donate such
Right.
thing,
It's the
and they
customer.
don't get credit for it.
Right. That's the customer.
So we don't ask, would you like to donate a dollar or whatever? You know, would you like to donate $5 or whatever?
Right.
You ask, would you like to donate an item to blah 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 blah?
Right.
I told him, I can't do that. He's like, what do you mean you can't do that? It's your job. I said, it's against my religion.
Yep.
What is your religion? I said, I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know this. He's like, that is not a religion. I'm starting a church. And he just kind of went, whatever, and laughed it off and walked away. But
Right.
he never bothered me about it again until I was a manager.
Right.
And then I had to
Say
do things that I didn't want to do, but, or at
Right.
least fake that I did things that I didn't want to do.
Right.
Yeah. More because he came up to me and he goes, look, you have to do this or I get in trouble. Yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah,
Yep.
try throwing guilt trips at you, huh?
But I mean, I do understand
Yeah.
that he does get in trouble for
Yeah.
that. So, but I also know that just by making that joke, I made him think.
Yeah.
And since 2020, he is not the same hardcore, all gung-ho into his job manager that he was before.
Right.
He's
He
like, Billy was right.
was told to do
It's
stuff that
always
he didn't
him.
want to do. Right.
I don't matter to them.
Exactly. You know, and I've told this to a lot of people, and I've told it to my kids, and the truth of the matter is this. If you was to die today, they would have a replacement fill your job
tomorrow. Tomorrow.
That's how much they care about you.
Mm-hmm. That's why when I stepped out of my job in 2020.
Right.
Because of the crap they were pushing on us. It didn't bother me.
No.
Like, they'll replace me.
Yep.
And I will replace them.
Yep.
Right, I probably won't be able to replace them tomorrow. However,
we got some rather big and disturbing news just recently.
Yeah, speaking of wake-up moments,
Here's a wake-up moment. Now, before we show you this, I'm going to give a little backstory to it. This is a document that's hanging in an office building. Should I say where? The state?
Yeah, because it is more specific to the state. But
to a Democrat-run state.
It's coming to a Democrat state near you.
Yeah. Just saying. And if you don't believe us, we got the proof. I don't know why the news media isn't talking about this.
And it's just very casually placed up with all of the other pinned documents.
Right.
So keep an eye out for this when you go to file for government assistance.
This applies to those that are applying for government assistance in the state of Hawaii. This is a new form that they have to fill out, or if they can opt out. It does say that they can opt out, and that there will be nothing. No, they can still get their benefits and everything.
Yeah.
And but how many people on government assistance takes the time to read the documents before signing?
Mm-hmm.
How many people on government assistance is educated well enough to read the documents that they're signing? They probably know their signature, how to sign their signature. But
I'm
as far as reading
stupid,
anything, no, I'm not saying they're illiterate or stupid. I'm just saying
thorough.
Right. They're not.
They can read, they can write.
Especially when you're on government assistance, they give you 30 pages of documents that you have to fill out.
And you're just like, can we get this over with? Because I really need to feed my kids.
Right. You got another hour of sitting down filling out this document that's taking up all your time. And this document is
not on that page.
Let's take a look. Bum, 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 bum.
So this is consent for sterilization.
Sterilization. For those that don't understand or can't comprehend, I'm going to break it down for you, kiddies. Uncle Butch is here for you.
You ever heard of a gelding?
Yeah. For those that are born on a ranch or a farm, you know what banding is. Yeah.
You know what it means to geld a horse? Mm-hmm. You know the difference between a steer and a bull?
Right.
So, that's what they're doing.
Those that still don't comprehend sterilization, they're making it so that you sign over your rights so that you can get sterilized so you don't have any more children. This is a ploy for overpopulation. This is a ploy for, and I've talked to our very reliable source that took this picture of this document hanging up in a cubicle. And this is
I have asked for and received information about sterilization from Dr. Blah, blah, blah. That's really tiny.
Right. So they have to get this filled out and explain to them. I don't want any more kids. I can't afford the ones I got.
And then there's a statement from Interceptor. Statement of person obtaining consent. Physician's statement.
Right.
Says your decision at any time not to be sterilized will not result in the withdrawal or withholding of any benefits provided by programs or objects.
Projects.
I'm sorry, objects. or projects receiving federal funds.
Right.
So you can opt out, yes.
You can opt out. This is a thing. You can do this.
But like we were just saying, this stuff is in a packet.
Right.
Of like 20 or 30 pages that you have to sign and read and initial and all that stuff.
Right. And you're just wanting to get it done
and over with. Get your blood print on there and everything else.
Yeah. Sacrifice your firstborn.
Your firstborn.
Right.
Literally.
Literally.
Cut off your leg. Hand it over.
Yeah. So here's the questions. We're going to ask.
Preferably your dominant leg.
Here's the questions we're asking, because we question everything. We're going to learn together. Why is this document in the forms, a stack of forms for government assistance? Why do you need to have such a document to receive government assistance? What is it? We know what it is. It's the consent form for sterilization. Where? It's in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
How? How did this become a document that is...
Because we have given the government far too much leeway.
I think so.
They have more leniency.
Yeah, they
than
think
the
they
Constitution
are above...
ever said they should have.
They think they are above everybody else. That the rules don't apply.
They think
to
they
them.
Own us.
Yes.
Which really, we are actually by paper,
and
they
if you
do
think
own
about
us.
It, yep. Every social security number that is offered on now is a promise to pay. Pay
our
what?
Social
pay
security
a debt.
Numbers.
Pay a debt that is ever increasingly day by day.
Yes. And our social security numbers are no different.
Nope.
Than the stamps given by Nazis.
Yep.
Just saying.
And the stamps that were given by Nazis was developed by what numbering system or entity?
IBM. Welcome to history class.
So let us know in the chat what you guys think.
Why you guys think that this is here? Why is it here? How did it get here? What does it mean?
Right.
What does it hold for our future?
Yeah, why are they including this document to be signed? Let's hear your ideas. Let's hear your thoughts. Comment down below. Chat with us today. And what we got.
So what is it you're signing? A consent to receive info or consent to sterilize?
Consent to sterilize.
It is consent to sterilize. But it says on here that you have... Whoops. That you have received information from your doctor or clinic
about
what sterilization is.
Right.
That's the first section of it. And then you sign down here at the bottom your consent to actually be sterilized.
Right.
And then it is confirmed by basically a witness.
Yep.
And a statement from the person that is obtaining your consent, who's taking the paper.
Right.
And the, a statement from your doctor.
Exactly.
So all of those have to be filled in.
Yep. But are they getting accurate and honest information? Are these doctors left-leaning?
Oh, I'm sure that they are. They're left-paid anyway.
Left-paid, that is for sure.
Actually, they're just company paid, because really, when you dig into it, there is no left and right. They're all on the same side, drinking tea together, playing golf. And, I mean,
oh yeah.
I mean, how many times we've seen Bill and George just chilling together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Epstein Island.
Yeah. Just saying. Just putting that out there for you guys. There isn't two sides. It's the same ugly, vulturous bird.
Yeah.
It's just got two wings. Still the same bird.
Same bird.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think that's about covered it for today.
For today. If you guys have any ideas for upcoming shows, let us know. We do read our comments. We do reply. We do engage. We try to. You know, we enjoy people contributing in the chat today.
Absolutely.
Ask questions. We are here to give answers. And if we don't know the answers, we'll look it up and we'll learn together.
Time out. Good Uh-oh. Question brought up.
Uh-oh.
Is it such a bad thing, considering all these baby mamas having multiple baby daddies?
No. It's not such a bad thing, but why is it a requirement, a required
form? Why is it just thrown into the pile of
documents?
Yeah.
To be signed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is it a bad thing? No.
Especially when we do look at the push to sterilize people.
Right.
Okay, look what's going on with all the kids and the, you know, gender nonsense.
Right.
That's also sterilizing. So let's just add this to the top of it. Okay. Yeah. How many women have been sterilized via birth control?
Okay. How many people have been sterilized? How many people
are sterile because they ate too much soy? Just saying. So now this is just adding to it.
Right.
When actually, if you look at the numbers, we are by far not overpopulated.
No.
And we have done an episode on that. It was probably like a year or so ago.
And I recently talked this over with a viewer, a subscriber, a friend of ours. We had an open discussion on this. We figured and calculated that the entire population... Oh, yeah. Math is awesome. And if you don't believe us, do the math yourself. Mm-hmm. Google the results. Can the entire population of Earth fit inside the state of Texas? And the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. How big? About a 1,200-foot square home per person.
Per person. That's person. Not per family. That's per person. We're including children and babies.
Right.
They could have their own lot of land.
Yes.
In Texas.
In the state of Texas. That leaves the rest of the world
to be populated.
To be populated. To be farmed. And you produced.
Think how, and just think about this. The big they, the overlords, they the know overlords. That there's that much space.
Oh, yeah.
They know that.
And they want
us. And they know that they could put us on a plot about the size of Texas.
Yep.
Everybody in their own little cubicles, separated from one another.
Mm-hmm. Question everything. Do the math. Do the research. I did. I showed them.
The research is scary.
The research.
The research is scary. And I'm not saying that, you know, women need to be running around out there having like 12 baby daddies and,
right,
you know, leeching money off of every baby daddy and all that.
Right.
Okay. There's definitely big things to be fixed in that part of the system. Yeah. However, the excess of sterilization happening in this country is overwhelming.
Right. Anyway. We want to thank you for joining us today. What do you guys
think? I was reading the comments.
Oh, what have we got in the comments? Is there something else there? I want to answer it.
In ways, I think the government needs to get involved with sterilization services with all the doctors that refuse sterilization services to so many women because of age or lack of current children. Yes, I can agree with that to an extent. Yes,
to an extent. I can agree.
For people that, you know, actually want to go in and get,
be sterilized.
Get these things done.
Right, get the procedure done.
Because on one hand, they're going to tell you, well, you're too young. You may change your mind.
Right.
Okay. But if you tell them that you're transgender, they'll do it for you.
Yep. All you have to do is say the magic word. I'm transgender. No, you're not.
Yeah, but then they're going to try to put you on, like, weird hormones, and
right.
They're not just going to go snip, snip, and do what they got
to
do.
If you were transgender, you'd go have the surgery right away to rectify the issue. If you're transgender, you're trying to go from one sex to the other.
If you're transgender, you need mental health before you go to...
Yeah, you need mental health counseling. I'm just saying.
I think there's a point where, well, we talked about this in personal conversation earlier.
Right.
I think there is a point where every girl goes through that awkward stage of being at least somewhat of a tomboy. And a lot of them, it happens between like 10 and 14.
Right. Or even 8 and 14, I would say.
Yeah. Because they're coming to that age where they're realizing they're 100% their own person.
Right.
Okay. And then around like 10 or so, they start to develop a little bit.
Right.
And they start getting uncomfortable in their own skin.
Yeah. Why is this happening?
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they kind of start getting used to it.
Right.
As they get a little bit older and they get accustomed to being feminine. It's like I told my daughter, I said, because she asked me about getting rid of dresses and stuff. She's like, well, I don't really wear them anymore.
Right.
And I said, well, you do once in a while. And you're still a feminine little girl. You're going through your tomboy stage.
Yes.
But I told her most girls grow out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm abnormal, and that's okay. But you will probably grow out of it.
Right.
You know, so hang on to them. If nothing else, a couple of them at least will be sentimental because your auntie made it for you.
Yeah.
But.
Now, you said you're abnormal. I think you're totally normal.
Shows what you know.
No, because you're normal because you're realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You're a realist about who you are and what you want in life. That's normal.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's trying to be normal.
Right.
I mean, it's that's the way things should be.
Yeah.
You know, you grow, you learn.
You become your own individual person, and you have that self-awareness.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
You know, I can see, like, going back to this comment here, there are things that need to be changed in the system.
Yes.
You know, if people do want to be sterilized for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
I think that there should probably be, like, mental analysis beforehand.
Right.
Just to fully understand why they feel this way.
Right.
And if that is truly what they want, then okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now, here's a question.
But there's too much of the government just like...
Right. Now, this goes back to the question that was asked earlier about, well, shouldn't we do this for people that have had like 13 kids?
Yeah. Well, no, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Because if we go down that road, the government mandated mm-hmm. sterilization.
Then we're going to end up like China, that you can only have one child or
right,
children.
You can only have so many kids. That's just like communist China.
Mm-hmm. And what does that actually do? It lowers the population.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have people out there that have no kids. You're going to have people that have one or two. And then you're going to have the people that have somewhere between 8 and 13.
Right.
That's okay.
That's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Now, here's the problem that I think is trying to be brought up is that...
Well, I see one problem with that, having 8 to 13 kids.
Whether or not they can afford it.
Right.
If you're getting to a point where you have to be on government assistance because you cannot afford the number of children you have...
Then it's time to stop having children.
Then it's time to stop.
Yeah.
They're not money tickets.
Right.
Okay.
They're not a paycheck.
No. But the government has allowed that to be a thing.
Right.
And women have taken advantage of it.
Right. And those that
And the government actually pushes that, gives them that mindset that, well, I can get more money if I get rid of him.
Right.
Because now he's going to pay me, and the government's going to pay me, and this baby is just a paycheck.
Right. Who cares about the kid? And that's
Nobody.
Where we start having a decline in society.
Mm-hmm. So if you can't afford to have the kids, then don't have the kids.
Just common sense.
But they're also making it where it's almost possible to afford to have a child now. I know a few couples that would like to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Finances is their main concern.
Right.
All the different ways that they manipulate us.
And the whole thing is, they start pushing government assistance. Oh, you're out of a job? You're out of a job because we mandated something and now they have to cut back on the number of employees that they hire. So now you're out of a job. So now you're on government assistance. Here's the thing. Do people bite the hand that feeds them? You don't dare. That's why those that are on government assistance usually vote in one particular manner or another. So they don't lose those benefits.
See, there's someone that we know mutually who keeps trying to talk me into getting food stamps.
Right.
and doesn't understand why I refuse to do it. Because I don't need one more string attached to me.
Right.
They already got my social security number.
Yep.
That's more than enough. I'd like to burn it.
Yeah. I'd like to become a non-citizen, but a non-citizen of corporate America.
Yes.
I want to become a citizen of the United States of America.
Well,
I don't want to be a sovereign citizen. I want to be a citizen.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I don't want to, but there's a difference.
I also want my constitution back.
Yes.
I want my original 13th
Amendment.
I want
laws to be
I want every
equal.
Amendment to abide by those first 10.
Yes.
And if they do not, then they need to be rewritten.
Right.
Or deleted.
And the whole thing is, it's sort of like, I just watched iRobot the other night with my nephew. And we started talking about the three laws of robotics. How one supersedes the other, and you can't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't conflict with the preceding law.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we need the Constitution.
That's the way the Constitution was supposed to be.
Right.
And if you guys don't know what the original 13th Amendment is, I do suggest you looking it up. The original. Because it was changed. But you can still find it. I have a copy of it somewhere. Maybe that's something we'll talk about one day. What was the original 13th Amendment?
Yep.
But it is still out there to be found.
Yeah.
So, if you didn't know that it was changed...
Do your research.
Yep.
Question it.
You're welcome. Okay, so third time's a charm. We're really going to end this time.
Yeah. We
let you guys go. We've been...
Yacking your ears off long enough.
About an hour. All right. Leave your questions and comments down below, and we will address them accordingly.
Yes, and in the meantime, don't believe the BS and
stay uncommon. Signing out.